AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The U.S. Senate expects to pass a bill next week to expand Social Security benefits for millions of Americans. Here's our Norman Hall.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says it would eliminate policies that currently limit Social Security payouts for roughly 2.8 million people.
This is a chance for senators to do the right thing for our teachers and nurses and postal workers and law enforcement officers and firefighters.
And surviving spouses of Social Security recipients who receive a government pension of their own. The legislation passed the House on a bipartisan vote. Norman Hall, Washington.
A barrage of missiles and drones have struck Ukraine. Officials there say Russia's trying to cripple Ukraine's energy sources. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with Turkish officials over the government overthrow in Syria. He says an Israeli Hamas ceasefire is also on the agenda.
We talked about the imperative of Hamas saying yes to the agreement that's possible to finally help bring this to an end.
The U.S. Olympic and Paralympic committees placed an employee on administrative leave following an AP investigation into a sexual abuse allegation that led to an athlete's suicide. Here's our Jennifer King.
U.S. committee officials sent an email to the team to commend those who came forward with concerning allegations. Grace Buteau told the AP that coach Gary Coleander began touching her inappropriately when she was 15. After the report, other biathletes reached out to the AP to say that kind of abuse has been prevalent for years and complaints were ignored by biathlon officials.
Three men have sued Sean Diddy Combs in New York, claiming the hip-hop mogul drugged and raped them. It's snowy in upstate New York after a lake effect storm, and an Arctic air mass is gripping much of the central U.S. This is AP News. New complaints about mysterious drones flying in New Jersey.
As the number of drone sightings goes up, Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal says the Biden administration should take aggressive action against them.
Shot down if necessary.
New Jersey's Cory Booker says his constituents are worried.
We should know what's going on over our skies.
Neither local, state, nor federal agencies have actually corroborated any reported sightings. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tomorrow marks 12 years since the deadly Sandy Hook school shooting that robbed Connecticut of 26 lives. Congresswoman Rosa DeLauro paid tribute.
It was a senseless, devastating act of violence. 26 precious, irreplaceable young souls were taken from their families.
Gun control groups are using the tragedy to cite the need for stricter gun control. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.